Okay.
But the Minchas Chinuch is now discussing is that even if you say, he says, you know, that it's not as iron clear as it says, Shalom Aleichem. It's good you came. The next year will be on Wednesday night. Okay. So he's considering like this. He says, even if you that was a pretty good svara that it's nichlal in the assay of Tishbos. But he said, but you might want to taina that it's only things that are in the lav, only when there's a lav, it says beferish. Al yetsu ish mekomo b'yom ha'shvi. So when there's a beferish alav, so it's nichlal in Tishbos. But if there's no beferish alav, just to say that there's chumin on yomtiv because it says Tishbos, so it's included in Tishbos, who says you can do that? You could say it's included in Tishbos according to the Rashba and the Tzitzis.
If there's a lav.
But here, you don't know if there's a lav or not. So you can't just say it's included in Tishbos.
You don't know if there's a lav. There's no lav.
You don't know if it's Osir.
From Tishbos.
You can't just look at Tishbos and say Tchumen's Osir. Even if Tchumen is included in the Tishbos on Shabbos, but you can't look at a Tishbos on Yom Tov where there's no prohibition against Tchumen, or you don't know that there is. That's what you're looking to search for. That's what you want to know. So you can't just say, oh, it's included in Tishbos. Who said it's included in Tishbos? Zeinu Mukhrach. But that's not Mukhrach. Ayin Rambam Per Kofalov Mishabbos Halacha Ala Shekosav Tasei De Tishbos Afilu Midvorm Sheinu Mulacha Vayin Shomba Rav HaMagad B'Shemir Ramban Daf B'Dover Sheinu Mavur B'Torah Klal. That Tishbos would include things that are, you know,
not in the Torah,
that are not explicit. Not explicit. Achladas Moro Shal Arashma Deinu Ove Balav Zebi Asei Im Kein Lo Shayach Asei. According to Moro, it's certainly not going to work out. Im Noima De Beyond Of Alav Gam Kein Eino Kivin Eino B'Chal Malacha Im Kein Who Rak De Rabbonim. So on Yom Tov Tchumen would certainly be Mid De Rabbonim. It's not Malacha and there's no Tishbos. So it certainly would be Mid De Rabbonim. L'Kama B'Chos Yom Tov Yivur Bez Hashem. We'll talk more about it. Finally, come on. Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Okay, are you with us?
Yeah.
V'hine kol shlusim. Continuing the discussion, if there's the Issa Tchumen on Yom Tiv, if there's Issa Tchumen D'Yaraisa on Shabbos, which obviously the Chinuch holds there is. V'hine kol shlusim D'Rabbonon, she'gozru b'Shabbos v'Yom Tiv, aso'um k'mo im over ba'osa malacha shel Torah to over ba'asei b'losa se ba'asei. I get midrabanan, he means. In other words, when something's also midrabanan, it's not just in a vacuum also midrabanan, but it also has like a losa se d'rabanan and a asei d'rabanan. It has like shvilim. It has maslulim. It has a pathway. So you're saying, when something's also mishum shvus, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there's a lav and an asay midrabbanan. Kena also malacha midivreihem, over gam came by asay v'lo sase midivreihem. Now, not only the shvus. Shvus is a certain category of things that you're not allowed to do, but sometimes it's just plain things that are also midrabbanan. Like if you do a malacha shlo kedarko, it's not also midrash, it's also midrabbanan. So there's an asay and a lo sase. Vayim Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis Dein Mechalal In Yom Tov Avur Shofar Afilu Be'isur De Divreihem, even to violate an Isur De Rabbonon to get to the shofar. These things are also midrabbanan. The mavur shom atam. The asay ain dochelosa seva asay. The asay of shofar wouldn't be doicha alosa seva asay. Vahinu the chazal also chizuk with divrayim kishel Torah.
Isn't the asay of shofar deraisa?
Yes.
And the lav and the asay are derabbanan.
That's what he's saying. Vahinu the chazal also chizuk with divrayim kishel Torah. In other words, if Eid Asay Doicha Loisase Va'asay, then when the Loisase Va'asay is Midrabbanon, so also it's not Doicha. That's called also Chizut V'Devrayim Kishel Torah. Ayin Shambaran, Imkain, Kivin Dehem Omru, Zu Malacha V'Asru Zos, albeit Midrabbanon, Leibra La'asay V'Loisase, Kehem Kolalu Ha'isr D'Devrayim B'Chal Malacha. Is that poshut? Again, you know what it's like saying, like the difference between, like when they asked the rabbanon, basar of b'cholov. So they said the rabbanon, basar of is included in basar also. Lo tzvashel gedi b'chalev imo. So you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov. So midrabbanon, besides, you know, it doesn't exist in a vacuum that they midrabbanon the keiser of besar of b'cholov. But there's a, like I said, a mahalach that midrabbanon besar of is also basar midrabbanon. So when they say a malach is asar, so they're saying that midrabbanon it's a malacha. The isat chumin the alpayim amos also chazal. $2,000 is certainly midrabbanon. So when Chazal asked you to walk $2,000 out of your makom shvisa, out of wherever your makom shvisa was when Shabbos entered, nearer to the olson shittus the tchumen yudbeis mildi or raisa the chinuch. In other words, v'ulav b'fnei atzmo, as we're learning here in Mitzvah Chavdalit, imkein Chazal osu siog. For Osru mil, which is 2,000 amas, 1 mil, al kaponim isra azeh, unichal bezav azeh the tchumen. I don't know where he's going with this, you know. He's saying, so midrabbanon, it's nichal, the 2,000 amas is nichal in the lav. Kamoi besar ol pacholav. The nichal, the pachal besar behemav, the zeh portion. In Cain. Oh, here's where he's going with this. The Vimashik of Savdu B'Shem Morish al Harajma. The Vitchumin, Lamandi Amad Oiva Balav. Leka Asay. Kiva Deina Bachal Malacha. Imkain Alpayim the Gozu Chazal. Eino Chomer Me Alav Shel Torah. The Oiva Allah Sasa Medivreyam. Avalo Allah Say. The Vitchumin Afilu Shel Torah Leka Asay. Okay. That is it. So if tchumen is the, this is the irony. If tchumen is the araisa, and there's no asay because there's no tishbos according to Moro Shel Harajma, because since it's not a malacha, there's no asay of tishbos. So that means tchumen has no asay of tishbos. So when Rabbanim came along and asked 2,000 amos, and how does the Rabbanim work? That midrabbanon, this is called outside the tchum. Midrabbanon, this is al yetzer yishma mekomo. So if there's the araisa, you're only over the lav of al yetzer yishma mekomo, but you're not over the assay. So midrabbanon, you're not over the assay. There's no assay midrabbanon either, right? There's only a lav midrabbanon. Avol, this is the irony. Avol leisayim the tchum in the rakter rabbanon. That the whole concept of tchumen is only drabbanon. The leka b'tera klal is a tchumen. The chachamim she'asur tchumen heim kamo she'asur shor shlusim shal shabbos. So this is like a shlus. Rabbanon came along and answered it. Al kochach kol luis uzeh b'chal malacha. Dame also Mishum Malocha. Okay, again, it's very interesting. He's pointing out a certain irony. The bottom line of the irony is that you're not, the discussion is whether you're over an asay midirabon. Every shlus he's saying is a losa said va'asay dirabon. Just like a malacha d'oraisa is a losa said va'asay midirabon. So when Rabbanon came along and said midirabon, this is a malacha, even some, he said midirabon is a malacha. So that means midirabon. Midrabanan, you're over on a loisa seva asay, drabanan. Yeah? So you're saying, so this is the iron. If tchumin's the araisa, yud beis mil, and we go with the hanacha of moro shel harashba, that there's no asay of tishbos, because it's not a malacha, there's just the law that the Torah writes, al yetzirish me mekomo v'yom hashvi. So when Rabbanan came along and asked, 2,000 amos, 1 mil, so it's also going to follow, what did they say? They said, Midrabono, this is included in the Issa Tchumen. Okay, the Issa Tchumen is only a lav and not an assay. But if you hold, says the Minchas Chinuch, that there's no Issa Tchumen Midyaraisa at all, you don't hold like the Chinuch. There's no Mitzvah 24, you're not going to go outside the Tchumen. Even of Yud Beis Mil. That means Rabbanan came along and decided they're going to make an Issa, like they made an Issa Mukta. Right? They decided to come along and make an Issa. This is called Tchumen. So now, it's like every Shvus. That means it's Rabbanan, it's a Malacha. They said, you know how to do it, it's a Malacha. That's all there is a Malacha. So then, according to that, Tchumen, the Alpayimama Tchumen, the one which practically governs our lives, is a lav and an asay midrabanan. That's this whole discussion. Is there a lav and an asay midrabanan in the Issa Tchumen? Again, it's ironic. If Tchumen is the Araisa, Yud Beis Mil, so then the Alpayimama is not an asay midrabanan. Because it's patterned after the lav, and the lav is just the lav of al yetzi yishme makomo b'yom hashvi'i, and there's no asay. But if there's no tchumen at all, then it's a shvus. If it's a shvus, that means midrabanan, it's a malacha. So there's a lav and an asay midrabanan. That's all. Okay, right then. Ulinyan mashik asavnu. Linyan asay. Sheyitcha risu shal tchumen. Also, Masovim Tchumen the Oraisa. If you mashik asadnu, kama. I said, how big can my memory be? According to what we said, Linyan Asay Sheyitcha Ha'isra Shal Tchumen. Let's say you want an Asay to be Doicha the Lab of Tchumen. And normally you say, Ein Asay Doicha Loisa Asay Vasay. But Tchumen is only a lav, not an asay. We're going with Moron, that there's no tishbos, it's only the lav. So, if you want to talk about if an asay can be, let's say, shofar, let's say, you know, you have to walk. I don't know if you're allowed to do it, let's not get into that, Shaila. You want to walk to Shari Tzedek, blow shofar for someone. Okay, it's Yud Beis Mil, so this is your Eisur. Okay, I say Deichaloisa, I say. Okay, it's more complicated than that because you're doing it for someone else. So. But I'm saying, you know, there could be a case, and you can't just say, Ain't I say Deichaloisa, I say, but I say, because according to Moro, there is no I say, it's just the love. Losan I saw him, Tchumin the Araisum, can't I say Deichaloisa, I say, I feel it be Yud Beis Mil. The Lekarak Lav, the Das Moro Shel Harashba. When we koshkein the mill, Shulosa said the Rabbanon, 2,000 Amis, Vadei Asay would be Doiche. Avala Soivim, the Chol HaTchumen, Rak the Rabbanon. Remember the irony, If the whole tchum is the rabbanon, to have a way is a tchum in asay, but a way sasim in divrayim. Then with the rabbanon is an asay also. That's what we just got through saying. That irony, that if there's always a tchum in the araisa, then rabbanon made up a shvus called tchumin. It's like muksa. And with the rabbanon is malacha. So it's asay, but a way sasim with the rabbanon. Moshe Mabur Barash Hashanah. Moshe Evein Olamala. And came in and chias asay, but a way sasim. In Noimar Tchumin Durabonon, so ironically, it comes out more chomer. The Gabi Asay Doiche comes out more chomer. Because this Tchumin is the Araiso, so Asay Doiche Loisase. So when it comes to the Yud Beis Mil, you'll also say Asay Doiche Loisase. But if the whole Tchumin is only Durabonon, then it's an Asay and a Loisase. And the Durabonon, so Asay is not Doiche Loisase, Loisase, but Durabonon, because Chachamim also Chizuk with the Reyam Kishol Taira. If they met Chumin Durabonon, ain't Doiche Asay. Is a Chumin, a fit of Chum Shal Alpayim. Because Chachamim also Chizuk with the Reyam Kishol Taira. I believe Chumin Durabonon, the Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biyut Meizlil, that we may not Torah, because Kain Tchum Alpayim, so Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biyut Meizlil, that we may not Torah, because Kain Tchum Alpayim, so Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biyut Meizlil, that we may not Torah, because Kain Tchum Alpayim, so Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biyut Meizlil, that we may not Torah, because Kain Tchum Alpayim, so Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biyut Meizlil, that we may not Torah, because Kain Tchum Alpayim, so Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biyut Meizlil, that we may not Torah, because Kain Tchum Alpayim, so Rabbi Shalom Rashba Hazal, if Kain Afilu Biy cute and ironic. It's a good riddle. How can you have a Darbonah going to be end up being more common than Derisa? You can't violate Yontif. It says, oh, in Mavir and all of us at Chum, it says. Name the Fakin is Agal. But Tam Shom, they not say Dorchel Asasiv Asay. That is the reason given in the Gemara. Bishvili Haleket, Ubishibole Haleket. Maybe Bishem Rabbeinu Tam. There's a famous kasha of the Gemara there that you're not allowed to, let's say, transverse the tchum, you're not allowed to violate the tchum to blow shofar because yeah, it's a famous question. So the chia of asay doichaloisa asay, you need something called beidna. It has to take place simultaneously. So now you're walking outside the tchum, and then when you finish, you're blowing the shofar. It's anyway not beidna. It's not at the same time. So why does the Gemara have to say you're not allowed to do it? Because say asay doichaloisa asay va'asay, you're not allowed to do it because in the mechanics of the chia, it's not beidna. So anyway, it's not doicha. Rabbeinu Tam tirich. The shofar havi asay derabim. Whoa, it's a big kiddush. Even though every individual is chayiv shofar, but it's called an asay derabim. I guess because I don't know why.
Shofar.
What?
Why shofar asay derabim?
Yeah.
We're all, everybody's doing it.
So everything's also derabim. Tefillin's also derabim. Vasei derabim ain't tzarich beidna. V'doichel esasim b'cholin yinafo gav lehavi beidna. That's one of the rules of Bechiyah, that an asei derabim. So normally when the Gemara says asei derabim, it's talking about the carbon tomid.
Maybe it's
funny,
but not everybody knows how to blow
shofar,
so it has to be
barad. Okay. Anyway, that's a bit of time teretz. That shofar is called an asay derabim. So you don't need beidna, and that's why the Gemara has to say the reason. Ovein asay deichel esasiv asay. Okay, tzorch latam, then asay deichel esasiv asay. Fine, mogen avrom, simen tof memvav, simen cotton bays. Says the chaschina, but I have a better teretz. So So that's called then I say because if Tchumen is purely midrabbanon, then it's a loisa sevasei. Aval and noyma Tchumen min atayra bleka asei. Kedas Rabbo shaharashba and Cain shaper doicha filu Tchumen the yud beis mil. I say doicha loisa sev and can I say? Mimi shundu I have it beidna. The shayfar in tzorich beidna Rabbeinu Tam. But filu of nomer after the Shabbos Tchumen the araisa. We call it called Biyantiv Tchumen Rak the Rabbanon, and they were talking about Shaifar. We call it called Chazal Hishvu Yantiv the Shabbos. For us, who got King Kamei Shabbos. Avil who Rak Lav Kamei Shabbos. The Atayra Azra Rak Balav. Well, he Chomer Yantiv Mishabbos. Avil in Tchumen Bechalinian have a Rabbanon off Mishabbos. And came Azra Mishum Geder Malacha, the Chain Biyantiv. Kain havi kishar malachas haTorah to over baasei vilo sase. Kain hokanami oivim baasei vilo sase. The divreiham. Avolit chumin diaraisa vaday nitchel lo sase zeh neasei l'das rabu shel Rashba imhu beivna al asei hachomur. That's what I mean. Al chomur dekasei like an asei derabim. Then tzorach beivna. Kamoishkos vataisus tzochem. Perik Tabin Nishchat Afnun Tesa Min Aleph Vimaschol Osi Rabbi Asay Da Hashlomo Other Rabbi Natan Asay Da Rabim Kena Rakla Velo Asay Vizem Borim. Maybe it's an Asay Da Rabim Eitan said, because usually the Tzura is that a person blows to be Motsu someone up. I'm thinking, just to give a different suggestion also, because the ma'isa shofar like a schus for the kol yisrael. But even though each person is mechuyev to blow shofar, but it's maybe not a personal thing for the rabbi.
What's the asid d'hashlama?
What?
What's the asid d'hashlama?
That's the asay that you're not allowed to bring a carbon after the carbon tomid. It's called asay d'hashlama. So let's say a person has to bring a carbon pesach, and in order to bring a carbon pesach, he's a mechus to kippurim. Kompesach is after the Talmud. That's not called a Dchia Basei Dashlama. The Zman of a Karban Pesach is after the Karban Talmud. But if sometimes a person is in a situation where in order to bring the Karban Pesach, he would have to bring another Karban if he's a Mechusa Kippurim. So he has to bring the Karban of Mechusa Kippurim. So that's called the Oiva Basei Dashlama. Hashlem kol kabanos kula. That's how say that's not. Once and three every night. Then come the koma the foul bill. Okay, you have a base now. Okay, we'll just start from here. We'll stop here. We try to make the bus, or it's not possible.
Yeah, I don't know what time is the bus.
No, the earlier bus, the one I always used to take. I don't think I can make it.
No. What time is the bus coming?
It's 9:05. Can we try?
I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Can we try? Are you outside? Have a good. I'll see you at Yom Tov.
Welcome back.
Sorry, I think it's late.